Thank you. So, hello. So, hello, I'm Tariq Touati. So I'm a software engineer based in Nantes, France, in northwestern France. I'm a JavaScript developer and passionate about containers and functional programming, and also a railway and transit enthusiast. Today I'm going to talk about an idea I got in the late 2017. I was a foreign student in Nantes, and to navigate through the city, I used a transit app, for a local transit app, provided by the provider. So the app helped me get autonomous in navigating through the city. I able to get everywhere I want, and was fully autonomous. And I was remembering to back in Tunisia, where I could travel. It was a bit more complicated. Back to Tunisia, so in some small country in North Africa. It's a country which is car-centric, so not, let's say, transit-friendly. And I was thinking about foreign people, how can they travel like I was traveling and not? How can they travel in a car-centric city where there's no app or service like I was enjoying out there? So I looked on the internet, there's no solution, nothing was available, whether on Google Maps, or OpenStreetMaps, or any other thing. So the idea came along to build something like that. So to build an app, we first need data and to be able to share to other people. So to retrieve some data, there was no maybe data platform that maybe the program may be able to use it and extract some data. There was nothing. So the only thing available was to go see the provider, the transit provider, and see with them what was possible. So the transit provider was friendly and gave me some data set, let's say, or some timetable that was a bit restrictive. The timetable was from point A to point B, so a terminus to a terminus. And for stations, it was more tricky. There was no number of stations on the line. There was no departure from terminus to the next station. There was only from terminus to terminus. So ask the provider about these informations, and what he replied to me, that there was a guy who only knew these stations. So we do own the data from point A to the point B, but what is going on the line, we don't know. There's one guy who knows, but no idea to talk to this guy. But the idea was to map the stations with people. So what I came along, so it was to take the bus, take the lines I already got data on, and map each stations. And it was also more trickier. So as the bus doesn't stop at stations, the bus can stop on demand. So you may take the bus and someone asks to stop, it's not a station. And trickier too, there was no station names, so I came to give names to stations, so mostly building a transit network. As we don't have stations, we don't have time departure on each station. So I came along to estimate departure. So I had to take several times at several periods the same line to have an average between traffic, no traffic, and have an estimation on each station on both directions. It was too exhausting. And ended up having a massive spreadsheet with all this data and turn it to a GTFS model. I don't know if there's people who know the GTFS. It's a standard around transportation, which is able to, which is kind of tricky, but it's mostly CSVs with bad format, but it's mostly standard that able to exchange transit information. So I was able to get around all this with the help of all the bus drivers, that's it. So I now have some data on some lines. I made maybe 2 months to build this data set. And now what I made later on is to build a web app made in React based on Google Maps, and it's to expose mostly the lines and all the station track drone on the canvas, and also to build a chatbot for users where they are able to send their location and get nearby station and nearby departure. So, why is this an attempt and not a success? First thing, that the service was not too attractive. Though I didn't communicate on it, there was not maybe marketing or no communication. Maybe the lines were also not too attractive. So the company first gave me 3 lines to start with, and the 3 lines were a bit not too attractive. And also the issue I had, so I attempted to calculate to have average departure on each station, but the average wasn't too precise enough. And used with the GTFS, we have with the standards, we have validators to validate that data is correct and not too incoherent, but we still had incoherent departures. So next step on this project, so I did it in 2017. So I wanted to get it back and update the GTFS data I had and upload them on OpenStreetMap, so to make them accessible to everyone and allow other people to contribute to this dataset or build what I have used as datasets. And that's it. Also, to add something, if there's people interested in this project, let me know. We can maybe create a metric channel to contribute to. Thank you.